talking working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, currently it's just a little cool out there. It looks like, what do we got here? Who is that? Weatherford, you are basically the coolest in the state. 31 degrees, Hollis 43, Mangum 42, Hobart 36, Cheyenne 37, Lahoma 35, Fairview 35, Freedom is 38, and basically warm spot in the state looks to be Tipton 44 and 40 at Slapout. Got a snow covers keeping her a little chilly out there today. Moisture is going to be great for the wheat and rye and winter forage crops. Looks good. Cotton is going to hold up harvest on it, and guys finishing up any peanuts that they like. Other than that, it's good. The cattle were really hungry yesterday and the day before. They was more hungry yesterday, and this morning I went over and helped my neighbor out. He's down on his hip. Went and fed his cows over there in the Red Hills there between Merritt and Carter, because when it's mushy down there, it's a booger to get in. So I got down there and got the cows fed before the roads unthawed. Other than that, everything's good. My wife woke me up bright and early this morning. I don't know what she was doing up, but she said there's a coyote in the front yard. So I looked over, and sure enough, there's a big old boy over there, a beautiful coyote. And by the time I got my rifle, which wasn't very long, got my shoes on, he was done gone. But anyway, then when I left, he was over there in the neighbor's pasture. I seen him, but I didn't have time to mess with him. He'll be back. Anyway, he'll be back. That's all I can say. Snow totals, according to the stations in Oklahoma City, the TV stations, Elk City had the most snow, and I'm having a hard time chewing that off there. Seven and a quarter inches. I don't know where that was in Elk City. But not very far west of Elk City, a couple miles where I got those cows and went and fed them yesterday. They was six and a quarter inches out there in the lot. So it was pretty heavy snow out there. And we got four or five down at Willow, I think, or three or four anyway. Not sure. But anyway, it's a good snow everywhere. I just want to clear something up. Drew and I had a little fun with the interview for the Backroad Show yesterday, because I talked last week about cracked corn and whole corn. So he did a pretty cool interview with me yesterday. I lost my title. I've given up my title as Jimmy Cracked Corn. I'm not quitting the show. The show goes on. Some people misunderstood a little bit, which is fine. But anyway, I'm here. Don't worry about it. We were just having a little fun yesterday, and some people took it wrong. So anyway, I'm still here. Everything's good. And today is Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour with Dr. Taylor Mouse today. I'll have more on Stockman's Vet Clinic coming up here shortly. It is that hour all day long today on Tuesdays. Also, what else we got? Text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. We are live on 96.5 KECO, also 100.1 KWFX out of Woodward, and we're live on our website, we're live on Facebook, and we're actually, you can listen to us live on our free Paragon Communications app on your phone, so you can listen to me anywhere you go, whether you have radio signal or not. As a matter of fact, here a few weeks ago, Bridget Stout, Callahan Stout, she was listening to me as she was rolling through Louisiana coming home from Florida, so everything's good. Also, is there anybody out there that knows where we can get, or I got a couple people looking for it. They're wanting some small square bales of straw hay. If you do, please text in 225-9697 somewhere besides Atwoods and Tractor Supply. I guess they've already checked there. But they're needing just 10 or 12 bales of straw, wheat straw, rice straw, whatever straw you got in a bale. If anybody's got any small square bales of that, they would appreciate it, and I would forward the information on to you. All right. Let's see what's happening in the real world here. If I can find it. Let's see what happened overnight. Wheat futures were lower amidst improving crop conditions in the United States and on reports that Russia will agree to extend an agreement that allows shipments of Ukrainian ag products. Imagine that. Also, corn and soybeans also declined. About 32% of the United States winter wheat crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday. That's up 30% from a week earlier, which is good. Still, that's down from the 46% that earned top rating a year earlier and among the worst ratings for this time of the year in decades. Improvements were seen in Oklahoma and Texas, with 19 and 18% were in good to excellent condition. Both were at 14% last week, according to the USDA. In Kansas, the biggest producer of wheat in the U.S. ratings fell to 24% from 26%. Good or excellent. Russia, meanwhile, is expected to approve an extension on the deal, allowing shipments of grains and other agriculture products out of Ukraine. More than 500 vessels have sailed or are set to sail from the Ukrainian port since the implementation of this agreement on August 1st. About 10.8 million metric tons of cargo have been shipped since the beginning of August. Corn accounted for 41% of those shipments, and wheat composed 29%. Wheat futures for December delivery dropped 10.5 cents to $8.08 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures lost a nickel to $9.51 a bushel. Corn for December delivery was down 3.25 cents to $6.54 a bushel. Soybean futures for January fell 6 cents to $14.34.5 a bushel. Soy meal rose 30 cents to $406.30 a short ton, while soybean oil lost 0.33 cents to $75.95 a pound. What's the weather look like for the agriculture belt? It looks like winter weather advisories have been issued for much of Iowa, northern Missouri, and northern Illinois, according to the National Weather Service. Light snow is expected in the area with accumulations of 1 to 3 inches. Roads likely will be slippery in effective areas. Snow will begin to taper off this morning in central Illinois, giving way to an unseasonably cold weather pattern that will remain in place throughout at least this weekend. Temperatures in single digits are possible later this week and into the weekend, according to the National Weather Service. FYI, well, I got everybody's attention. Tomorrow is a very important date for farmers and ranchers. Oklahoma State University's Pesticide Safety Education Program is partnering up with the Department of Agriculture in Oklahoma to host two unwanted pesticide disposal dates in Woodward on November 16th and Muskogee on the 17th. So that's tomorrow, gentlemen. If you got some unwanted pesticides, tomorrow's your day. The Oklahoma Unwanted Pesticide Disposal Program events will take place from 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock at Woodward, at the Woodward County Fairgrounds there on Houston Drive, and in Muskogee the next day at 1440 South Cherokee. Farmers, ranchers, applicators, pesticide dealers, and homeowners may bring up to 2,000 pounds of pesticides to the drop-off site for proper disposal at no charge. A fee is required if bringing more than 2,000 pounds of pesticides. So, guys, if you got some stuff, it's snow on the ground out there, you're not doing nothing but feeding cattle, and that don't take all day. So just load up your stuff, head up there in the morning, 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock at the county fairgrounds in Woodward to get rid of some of that stuff that's probably not no good no more anyway. Anyway, get her done. How's that? Anyway, this is being put on by OSU and the Department of Agriculture. When I get back, we'll talk a little bit about the live market and see what happened at Clinton at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday in Elk City Friday. And also, I got Bray Haven with Oklahoma Cattlemen's Congress. Or let me back up. It's not the Oklahoma. It's the Cattlemen's Congress coming up in January. He's coming on the show with me here in about 15 minutes. So don't leave. Don't go nowhere. You don't want to miss this. Bray's a really good guy, and they got a lot going on, and they made a big splash in the cattle world last year by putting this on in January. So it's great. If you didn't get to go last year, make plans to go this year to see some of the best cattle in every breed in the United States and in Canada there this year, coming January. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual Ag Tech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our career expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com/competition.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle. No matter where it may be, if you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app, take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Well, it's warming up a little bit. A couple degrees since the show started. 44 at Hollis, 42 at Mangum, 38 at Camargo, 41 at Arnett, 38. Ed Woodward, I'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma Long Ranger forecast coming up for you shortly. Let's check out some of the numbers on the market real quick. December corn, 658. It's in the green just a little bit. March is 660. May, 659. Soybeans right now are 1444, up 3.6. And March is 1448. Soybean meal, December 406.10. January 403.10. Soybean oil, December 76.35. January 74.02. Hard red winter wheat, December, it's in the red, 9.52, and March is at 9.44. Oats are about even, December's 3.95, March is 3.91. And what's cotton doing today? Cotton's going backwards again. CME cotton number two is December is 85 cents a pound, and March is 83 cents a pound. Live cattle are up today slightly. December is 151.92, February is 153.75, April is 157.32, June is 153.47. Feeder cattle, November 176.25, they're down a little bit, and January is down 1.4 at 178.05. Lean hogs are in the green at 85.65 for December, February 90.50, and April 95.67. Happening right now at Woodward is his weekly cow and bull sale happening tomorrow. Hobart Stockyard will be happening down there at the capital of Kiowa County at Hobart. And then Thursday, we're back to Woodward for their feeder calf sale. And Friday, Elk City. Saturdays, Hollis. Mondays, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And remember, this coming Monday at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, they will be having their special weaned calf sale. So if you're looking for some calves to put out on a wheat pasture or know somebody, that's the happening place coming next Monday. How's that? All right. Let's see what happened at Elk City last Friday. Looks like he had a total of 2,598 head, had a pretty good sale. Let's go over some. Here's some 451-pound weaned ones, brought 220. Here's some from Briscoe, Texas, 559 pounds, brought 185.50. Down here from Altus, he had some 620-pounders, brought $1.72, pretty good price for 600s. From Shamrock, 8 head, 685, brought $1.55. And from Briscoe, Texas, 783-pounders, brought 154.50. On the heifer side, looks like, what do we got here? We had some from Mountain View, 169. From Pampa, 528-pounders, 165. Going down here from Wheeler, Texas, 637-pounders, 155. And then here we had some fancy ones from Carter, Oklahoma, 24 head, 735-pound heifers, brought $1.76. Looks like the butcher cows were bringing up to 89.50. Butcher bulls up to 97. Bred cows anywhere from 600 to 1610, and pairs were bringing 1,085 up to 1825. So anyway, is going on pretty good right there on the cattle market. It's solid anyway. It's not fluctuating up and down big time. What else we got here? Right here. I'm going to go over this. Some of you probably already read it in your email, but not everybody reads their emails. So this has come from Dr. Peel, Darrell Peel, Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist. The all-fresh retail beef price in October was $7.25 a pound, down slightly from $7.32 in September, and down 4% from a record high of $7.55 a pound 1 year ago this week. All fresh retail beef prices remain in a narrow range from $7.37 to $7.25, and has an average of $7.33 through October, up from the 2021 annual average of $6.95. Beef demand considers retail beef prices as well as the quality of beef consumption, or not the quality, the quantity of beef consumption. Total commercial beef production is projected for 2022 at a record level at 28.3 billion pounds. That's a lot of meat. After adjusting For beef trade, per capita retail beef consumption is projected at 59.3 pounds, up from a year ago of 58.9 pounds. Wholesale box beef prices, similar to retail prices, have traded in a narrow range for most of 2022. Since March, choice box beef has averaged $261.77 per hundredweight, with a weekly average, a weekly maximum of $272.48 and a minimum of $246.31, leading to a range of $261.17. This follows very strong wholesale demand in 2021, which led to an average choice box beef of $279.81 with a weekly max of $347.02 and a minimum of $206.73. So far in 2022, choice box beef prices reached a low for the year in October at $246.31 and have increased to over $263 per hundredweight in most recent 2 weeks. Prices for numerous wholesale cuts have increased, including the tenderloin at $15.06 a pound. That's up nearly 38% from August and now 12% higher than a year ago. This is the highest wholesale tenderloin price since September of 2021. Wholesale ribeye prices normally increase in the fall ahead of the holiday demand for prime rib and recently reached $10.23 a pound for the first time over 10 bucks since last year. Current ribeye prices are up nearly 23% from the summer low. As always, there is a great deal of dynamics across various beef product markets. In addition to the middle meats discussed above, wholesale prices have increased recently for chuck rolls, mock tender, chuck flaps, and eye of the round. Other products continue to have weak or lackluster prices include the tri-tip, this computer screen's almost 6 inches too far for me, I'm sorry. Bottom sirloin flap and the flank steak. Wholesale brisket prices have been mostly steady all year at $5.86 a pound. Anyway, beef production is expected to decrease sharply in 2023, which will lead to higher beef prices and more beef product market dynamics. Consumers this far have absorbed large supplies of beef at record prices. As beef supplies tighten, some consumers may begin to trade down as market prices ration a smaller supply of beef. Per capita beef consumption is expected to decrease in the coming year, not because of beef demand is weak, but simply because the available supply of beef will decrease. Well, speaking of beef, you know, we got all kinds of people around here that raise beef locally and sell to people locally and have it processed locally. Taylor Ranch, Tucker Family Beef out there around Sweetwater. There's numerous other people around here. Ford, Ty Ford, Nim's got it. There's all kinds of people around here. And I do myself. I do about 4 full beefs every 3 months. And I have some coming up. They'll be delivered to the processor on December 26th. And I put it on Facebook last night. You can message me on Facebook if you're interested. I had 2 left. I'm down to 1 1/4 now. So it didn't take very long. But anyway, I have 5 quarters or 2 halves and a quarter or 1 whole and a quarter available if you're interested. And it's great beef. It's the best beef west of Mississippi. And the only way you're going to prove me wrong is you got to buy a quarter to taste it. How's that? Anyway, we're going to be right back after this. I'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma livestock, but weather forecast for you, the Long Ranger for up there in that area and in the northeastern part of Texas Panhandle. Also from the Cattlemen's Congress out of Oklahoma City, Bray Haven will be on the show with me. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Speech deprivation is like an accent. If you and your wife moved to Maine and lived there for 5 years and came back and visited everybody, you'd sound like a New Yorker, you know, someone from Boston, because the brain communicates like it hears. If you go long enough without with the ability to separate M's and N's, S's and F's, T's and V's, B's and T's, you're going to get amplified garble until you relearn the differences. Phonetic regression is not a loss of intelligence. It's not a loss of ABCs. It's when the brain loses the ability to separate letters that sound alike. My name is Clint Higginbotham. I'm a certified hearing aid specialist with Caring Hearing Aid Services. Our Elk City location is inside Dr. Perkins' office at 601 West 3rd. The phone number is 821-2299. The Clinton location is about 50 feet north of Mazio's, 1906 Gary Boulevard. The phone number there is 275-2904. Try hearing better and try having more fun.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 11th. 2,598 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 338 brought 246. 29 at 451 brought 220. 6 at 496 brought 186. 8 at 685 brought 155. 5 head of heifers at 260 brought 202. 11 at 462 brought $1.69. 19 at 528 brought $1.65. 8 at 601 brought 159.50. 15 at 637 brought 155. 24 at 735 brought 176. 8 at 987 brought 140.50. Butcher cows were 5 to 89.50. Butcher bulls 45 to 97. Bred cows were 600 to 1610. Pairs brought 1085 to 1825. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. Happy Cap Hour. Dr. Mouse just Snapchatted me a patient she was working on. Wow. Anyway, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main Street right here in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features a pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt gate on site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal suite surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Call 580-225-0200 or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows. Well, on the phone with me right now is the world-famous Mr. Bray Haven, born and raised right here in Roger Mills County, but he skipped out on us and headed for the big city life, didn't you, sir?
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, you know the one thing I found out that Dr. Mouse won't work on?
What's that?
I caught a scorpion in the house the other night, and I grabbed it by the tail and damaged it. So I sent her a video if she could help me out with it. She turned me down cold.
So, dadgummit. It sounds like she missed out on a dollar.
I know. She at least charged me $5 for working on that stinger on that scorpion. But anyway, we'll have fun with her later on. But you got a busy couple months coming up, sir.
Yeah. I think last time I came on with you, we were in the middle of the show, and we were talking about doing this more often, but now we're here a few months later, and we're already getting ready for the 2023 Cattlemen's Congress that'll be here before we know it, right there at the end of the year. Cattle start moving on grounds into December, about December 28th, 29th, and then we'll show all the way through January 14th. So set up. Planning, all of that begins now as our entry portals open and people from all over the country and really all over North America are entering up the show this week. Our entry deadline's right here at the end of the week, November 18th. So we're getting excited, getting ready for our third annual Cattlemen's Congress.
Well, before we get into much details on deadlines and what's coming up and all this, a lot of people might not have been listening last year because we've increased our audience this year. Tell everybody what the Cattlemen's Congress is.
So the Cattlemen's Congress its inception was in the fall of 2020. Obviously, we all know what happened in 2020 with the pandemic. Events and businesses were being shut down basically across the country. Luckily, we live in the great state of Oklahoma and have great leadership in this state. And, you know, they said, we're open for business, you know, events and all that kind of stuff. And so we had a group of individuals that came together and decided to basically host Cattlemen's Congress. The National Western in Denver wasn't going to happen. Some of the other shows weren't going to happen. And they were... cattle producers across the country were looking for an avenue to be able to market their genetics. And, you know, a lot of trade happens at these big shows, and people have an opportunity to see genetics again from all over North America and see what they want to start breeding their cattle to or new heifers to buy, et cetera. And so this group of people just formed a nonprofit, and we rent out Oklahoma City Fairgrounds for just over 2 weeks in January and host cattle producers from all over North America. So Cattlemen's Congress is really just an avenue for purebred cattle breeders from all over the country to show, get one man's opinion on their cattle for the day and compete against each other, but then also show off their genetics to other breeders across the country and have an opportunity to, whether it's sell semen or embryos or sell live cattle, sell bulls, sell heifers, that kind of thing. That's really what we do at Cattlemen's Congress. It's economic activity for the purebred cattle world.
And guess what? Oklahoma City's right in the center of the United States. What better place to have it?
No doubt.
And they want it.
That's right. The city and the state of Oklahoma have both helped make this happen through incentives, through OKC. Oklahoma City actually owns the fairgrounds, and they're working on some improvements to make it more cattle friendly and things like that. And it's really, OKC is a great place for a cattle show. We're a cross section of the U.S. You know, with I-35 and I-40 meet right here, and it's easy for people to get to the fairgrounds. And there's a lot of things that incentivize people to come to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, and there's places to stay, and you're not going to be waiting in line for 8 hours to unload your cattle, and you guys got it all scheduled where one breed's leaving and one breed's coming up. I didn't hear nothing but great things about the show last year, and so you guys did a wonderful job, and I've told you that before, but I'm telling you on the air right now, you guys did a wonderful job with that. And also there's four or five different breeds have actual auctions going on while the show's going on too?
Yeah, we actually were up to 16 16 different on-site sales.
Okay.
Some of those are the same breeds, but yeah, we'll have probably 10 or 12 different breeds that have sales on the grounds. And that we're talking about, I'll miss one, but Angus, Hereford, Simmentals, Maines, Keys, you know, all the big time breeds, Red Angus, Shorthorns, they Charlaine's. All have high quality sales on the grounds here, selling bulls and females and genetic lots as well.
It's a wonderful deal, and I'm excited. I get to come this year, and so I'm coming to see you guys this year. Matter of fact, awesome. I'm going to try to pick the same day that the world famous birthday boy from yesterday, Jimmy Taylor, comes, and I believe you know him.
Oh yeah,
I know you do. It was his birthday yesterday, and he AI'd 100 head of cows. So it was quite a birthday.
I think I saw that on Facebook. What a day to do that! Looked like you guys had some snow.
Yeah, 6, 5, 6, 7 inches around here, but we'll take moisture anyway we can get it. You know that. And well, you got deadlines coming up. If you're just joining us, I got Bray Haven with the he's with the OYE, but we're on here talking about the Cattlemen's Congress right now. And you're vice president in charge of operations, if I remember right. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, you're the big dog anyway. You do all the hard work. And but you got deadlines coming up this week. What are they?
Yeah, this week we've got our entry deadlines. Right now, actually, the entry deadline is Friday, and so we've got a lot of entries rolling in. So if you're listening out there, and whether that's Western Oklahoma or the Texas Panhandle, make sure if you're planning on coming, you get entered by the end of the week. Also today online, we're selling our VIP RV slots as well as some round pens that people like to use to display cattle and use to tie out cattle at night. So those are all selling online today, but then again, our entry deadline is Friday, so we will have an extended late deadline to the December 1st, but there's a significant increase in the entry fee, so make sure if you're wanting to get entered up, you do that by the end of the week.
Right, and they, you guys did a great job of getting people in and out, from what I understand, last year, because you got different breeds showing and doing their thing at certain different times. That's why the show was so long, but it works out good, because I heard one guy say, I went in there to unload, the other people were loading and they were out of their lippity split, and then he said, we got unloaded. But you I think the city didn't Oklahoma City improve the electricity there big time last year?
Yeah, we did. There were some improvements. The state assisted the city in making those happen, and we've got even more improvements this year as far as electricity goes. And as those of you that have show cattle know, those blowers and lights and things like that take tons of power, and so fans, et cetera. And so we're trying to – the facility in Oklahoma City was really designed for horse shows, and they don't use a lot of the same stuff that we use in the – and the other livestock species showing. And so we had to make some upgrades, and the city and the state made those investments, and we're going to continue to do those through next year and beyond, and just continue to try to improve the facility to make it more conducive for this show because of its economic impact. You know, just to, when you talk about in generalities and what a show like this means not only for Oklahoma City but for the state, we had about a $40 million economic impact each year. And so that's sales tax revenue for Oklahoma City, but it's also state sales tax revenue. And so that's going into our state coffers and going into to benefit the different things the state services offers. But that's, I think, something that gets a little bit overlooked. And, you know, we appreciate what the horse industry means to Oklahoma City, but this is a big deal for Oklahoma. It's a big deal for Oklahoma City. And in general, you know, I think one thing that it feels like that we've missed is just trying to reach out to some of our commercial producers and even some seed stock producers in Oklahoma and really let them know what it is that's going on. And that's one of the reasons I'm appreciative of you guys having me on today, is just to invite those folks that are out there, that if you got any interest in the beef cattle industry at all, you need to stop by at Cattlemen's Congress. It's really mind-blowing to see cattle from all over, literally, North America. We had people from Canada and Mexico here. We had people here from Argentina, Singapore, Australia, you name it. If they raised beef, they were here. But it's just really cool to see the diversity and see the different breeds and how well they're represented here at Cattlemen's Congress.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, because I always think it's hard to feel that gap between, like, commercial producers and what you call the seed stock producers. And I think this is a great place to bring that gap in and close it in and check out what you can do for your commercial herd.
Yeah, you know, doubt. I mean, I saw a few of them here last year, but that's really been our push over the past few months, is just to encourage people. It doesn't matter if you've got a purebred herd at home. Even if you're running a commercial herd, there's probably a bull for you here. There's probably something that you could learn and take away from some of these show cattle that are coming up here. And I think the breed associations are really focusing on that as well. We started a podcast to kind of have some of those types of conversations and kind of open the door between the commercial producer and the seed stock producer. And some of the things we're doing this year, we're partnering with the Oklahoma Beef Council, and we're going to have some BQA certifications throughout the show. Over the big busy weekend, we're going to have a commercial cattleman luncheon. We're partnered with Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association to serve some ribeye sandwiches, free ribeye sandwiches, if you come eat and enjoy some of the shows and just come see what all's going on, from the sales to the pin shows to the haltered shows and everything, and just visit with people that are raising cattle across the country. And some of the things they're focused on are the same things that you and I are focused on in our operations, or everyday commercial operations, Jimmy. So I think that's really the message that we're trying to get out, is that this is not just a cattle event for purebred producers. This is a cattle event for all cattle producers to come learn something, to come just take a look and see what the industry's doing, the direction the industry's going, and have conversations with like-minded people from across the country.
Yeah, because the way things have been going the last two or three years with our input costs and blah, 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 we all know that same song and dance, but to improve the first time I was involved in any cattle law was back in the early 80s that I remember of, and back then it was kind of everybody had some Charolais or some Angus or some crosses, and they just took their calves to the sale barn. But nowadays, if you need to improve your bottom line, you've got to improve your genetics. So instead of having choice, maybe you got prime beef now at the feedlot, you know, when they're selling to the packers, and genetics is just, I talk a lot about Jimmy Taylor, but it's close for me to go out and watch what he's doing out there. And you talk about somebody that's improved the genetics of cattle in Roger Mills County here in the last 10 or 12 years. It's amazing to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Well, and just a prime example, you know, I went out a couple weekends ago and helped my brother haul some heifers that he had bought from the Atkinsons over there in Sweetwater.
Yep.
And they were feeding a couple of heifers, or maybe may have been bulls, I'm going to get that wrong, but they were feeding a couple out to come sell up here in Oklahoma City, and they've had some good success selling some up here. And so those cattle, I believe, are coming out of the same herds that they're selling commercial heifers to guys out in that part of the world. And you know, they're pulling some off there, bringing them up to Cattlemen's Congress and selling them in some of these sales. They're high quality cattle, but they're doing the same things. They're not doing the same things that everybody else is doing. They're really trying to improve their herd. They're really looking at genetics and doing deep dives into those types of things, kind of like you mentioned. And I had a phone conversation with a guy about this exact same just this morning, with another hat that I wear. You know, I'm a little bit involved in politics and what goes on at the Capitol. And we were just shooting the bull a little bit this morning, and we had this exact same conversation about some of the things that he was doing in his herd to improve his genetics and what he was doing to make a few extra bucks, rather than just hauling them over to the sale barn and that kind of thing. So it's really neat when you do a deep dive into these types of things.
Yes, it sure is.
You get different perspectives.
Yeah, it's good. Well, Mr. Brayhaven, thank you so much for coming on the show today, and look forward to talking to you some more between now and when the show starts, and which we will. And just keep her keep her in the right lane and make sure that thing's more successful than it was this last year.
You bet. Thanks, Jimmy, and we'll look forward to seeing you up there.
All right. See you later. Thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Bray Haven with the Cattlemen's Congress in Oklahoma City coming up in January. You guys stay in contact with me, and we'll learn more about it. It's a great show, nothing but good things about it, and I just like it that it's right here in the great state of Oklahoma. So anyway, we'll be right back after this. I'll have both your long-range forecasts for you and finish up the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual Ag Tech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our career expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com/competition.
When you shop locally for Christmas, you not only give, you receive. You receive great service from people who know you, and you receive the added value of helping our local economy. Shop locally this year. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Gift you get from giving, not the one you receive.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
I always tell my customers if they have a problem with my beef to tell me. But if they love it and enjoy it, tell everybody. Well, this is Monty, and I just want to encourage everybody out there to enjoy beef and eat beef. And if you have an opportunity, look into buying a half or a whole beef from a local producer like me. It's born and raised and fed right there in Sweetwater, Oklahoma. It's processed locally. We're a third-party verified, all natural, and I guarantee it to be good. Look us up on Facebook, Tucker Family Beef.
This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 14th. 1,389 head were sold, 65 head of steers at 488 brought 188, 4 at 581 brought 149, 4 brought 177.50, 18 at 758 brought 178, 66 at 813 brought 177.75, 5 at 854 brought 175, 11 head of heifers at 335 brought 170, 4 at 375 brought 179, 6 at 436 brought 172, 19 at 549 brought 156, 7 at 756 brought 161, 18 at 896 brought 152. Butcher cows were 50 to 8250, butcher bulls 59 to 92, pairs were 1000 to 1600. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'm going to start trying something a little different with the weather. We got such a big listening area. I don't want everybody to think that I'm out there favoring Woodward and Elk City all the time. So guess what? I'm going to give you two forecasts, starting with Camargo, Oklahoma. Currently it's 39 degrees, the wind chill at 33, the winds are out of the west, northwest at 8 miles an hour with wind gust at 11 miles an hour. Humidity is 66%. Today, sunny, 43. Tonight's low, 21. Tomorrow night's low, 21 also. 46 for a high tomorrow, mostly sunny. Thursday, nice and warm, 50 degrees and sunny. Thursday night, 30% chance of snow showers at Camargo with a low of 19 degrees. Friday, 32 and warming back up. Saturday to 44 degrees. All right, let's check out another one. Air temperatures, where you at, Mezzanette? Come on, baby. There we go. I got you. All right, let's go to Hobart. Nope, we went to Hobart yesterday. Hang on here a second. Sorry about that. We're going to Hollis, Oklahoma. How about that? Maybe. Yeah, there we go. Currently at Hollis, it's 45 degrees. Wind chills at 40. The winds are out of the north, straight north, 10 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 14. Humidity's 56. Today, high of 46. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, 50 degrees. Tomorrow night, 26. Thursday, 56 degrees. Friday, 35. And Saturday, 46. There is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. Looks like we've just got some up and down weather, but I looked on the long ranger. Looks like next week it's supposed to warm back up in the 50s or 60s, and maybe we can get some harvesting done and final things done with agriculture in the farm fields so we can get busy back to cattle. All right, combine sales are up. Tractor sales continue a downward trend. And that's for October. Combine harvest sales show double-digit gains in October in the United States, while tractor sales continue to fall from last month, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the AEM. Total agriculture sales, equipment sales, remain up over the five-year average in October, while sales in nearly all tractor segments saw increases compared to last year. The sub-40 horsepower segment is down yet again. With all the new technology available, we're happy to see farmers being able to take advantage of the technology on modern harvesters and tractors, says Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President, Industrial Sectors and Product Leadership in the AEM. The drop in the United States sub-40 horsepower segment continues the trend we've been expecting, given the significant growth in that segment driven by consumer spending changes during the pandemic. Despite the year-over-year reduction in sales, the small tractor sales remain above five-year average. Total farm tractor sales in October was down 10.8% from 2021, with 26,695 tractors sold in October compared to 29,923 last year. Year-to-date, AEM reports 237,169 total farm tractors were sold this year. That's down from 275,000 last year. Tractor sales for October are broken down by horsepower range. Two-wheel drive, sub-40 horsepower tractors were down 23.6% from last year. Year-to-date, AME reports 154,941 tractors have been sold in this category, and that's down from 189,000. All right, two-wheel drive, 40 to 100 horsepower were up 3.2%, 7,567 tractors this year. Sales for four-wheel drive tractors are up 9.4% with 649 sales this year and 590 compared to 593 tractors last year in the big boy category. Total of 2,784 tractors in that range have been sold this year so far. Last but not least, combine self for self-propelled combine saw growth in October, up 77.4% with 1,678 sales this year compared to 946 combine sales last year. A total of 6,221 combines were sold this year. That's way up from the 5,356 combines sold at the same point last year. Crazy. Anyway, October is when everybody starts harvesting. Obviously, combine sales will be up, but that's almost 1,700 combines sold in the United States in the month of October. That's awesome, I guess. Anyway, So somebody was having a good harvest somewhere. So anyway, I thought you guys would like to hear that information. Tomorrow is just another day on Today in Ag. So also, I got two deals for you real quick. Small square bales of straw. This one in Fairview. 580-227-0125. And also, I didn't have another one somewhere before. I had another one. Where'd it go? Anyway, I lost it. Anyway, I got something on small square bales of straw if you're looking for something. Anyway, you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.